We talk about life and our marriage. How to make it work by staying positive. Remembering the life. Through better works. Health issues. Family problems. Money struggles. And whatever other shit life throws us. Hello, welcome back. Episode 5, Married AF.
Hello.
How is everyone? We got a couple of announcements this week, and I wanted to start off, let Brooke talk about our big hoodie contest that went down to the wire.
Yeah, it was a close one. We had a contest after our Friday night Q&A episode, and whoever's question got the most votes won a hoodie. So congratulations to Rachel Marshall, who voted for her own question and won because
she's smart.
And now she's got a free hoodie. So congrats, Rachel. It's pretty sweet. She got the one with the heart and the headphones on it, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
She did. And it is in our possession, and we'll be on its way to you soon, Rachel. So, yes, yay. Congratulations.
Enjoy.
Sorry about that. I did also want to tell you guys we have a pretty big thing going on. It is, most of you will be downloading this maybe tonight or in the morning for your rides to work. But tomorrow morning will be Brooke's birthday. We've been celebrating all week. She will be 39. So give her a shout out if you can.
Yes. I forget it's my birthday tomorrow because
we've been celebrating it for a week.
We've been celebrating it since last Thursday.
Yeah.
And then we've got tomorrow. I mean, it's going to be the least amount of celebration, well, I think.
Well, tomorrow is just our family portion of the celebration.
Just the three of us. Yes. Yeah. And then Friday we'll go to dinner with my whole fam.
Griffin will be here.
Yeah, and Griffin will be here. And because it's also my sister's birthday.
Happy birthday, Suze.
Aunt Suze's. So, yeah, 39.
It's a big one. But it leads into an interesting story. A lot of you, you know, are our Facebook friends, so you followed our day four shopping day for her. And an interesting little thing happened while me and Gunner were letting Brooke try on clothes. You know, there's a difference in the way dads corral kids and moms. With dads, it's a lot of, you know, mean looks and yelling and grabbing them and...
No, that sounds like moms, too.
And keeping them close, but while she was trying on clothes, at one point he wanted to, you know, go in there with her, and so he went in there, and she was changing into these different jeans, and I'm sitting outside, there's probably, I think there's like four dressing rooms on each side of the hallway, and you just hear Gunner saying, "I see your butt," and then follows that up with, "But I'm not going to put my face in it." And yeah. It was clear as day to...
Well, he doesn't have an inside voice.
No, absolutely not. But it's I'm not going to put my face in your butt comment that was...
Yeah.
I'm sure it was fun for somebody trying on a new, shirt or something.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I heard whoever was next to us giggle. But, I mean, why does he say that? Because his face is right at my butt level. So, I mean.
Well, and he's a kid.
He does. Yeah, it was pretty funny. That's Gunner for you.
Yeah, but shopping day was a smashing success, so.
It was. He actually behaved pretty well. He only locked me out of the dressing room once.
Yeah.
And he didn't break anything except for the lollipop that we were buying him. So, success.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It ended up being fun, and I'm glad that we did it.
I never, ever, ever will buy myself a fraction of the amount of clothes that we got.
No parent will. You have intentions of doing it sometimes, and you end up leaving with a new pack of pens for yourself and 16 things for your kids.
Right, because they, I mean, especially this kid needs no more.
Yeah, it's an epidemic. But so it was good to do, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was fun.
Had a really, really good time.
And was that was Sunday, right?
Yep.
And Saturday, I ate about half my body weight in crab legs.
Yep, we had the big crab boil for your birthday that we do every year.
Yeah, or for one of the holidays. I mean, you do it either for like Valentine's Day or my birthday.
We usually
do
it for both. That's the couple times a year that we do it, but this one we went big and expensive.
Yeah, we went to Whole Foods and got crab legs, which, I mean, fuck everywhere else's crab legs, because the ones from Whole Foods...
There's a difference.
Are the most delicious.
That's for sure.
For sure. I mean, that's the kind of shit that you want to throw down a few extra bucks if you care about quality. And if it's something that you're not doing all the time. So, yeah, this was, I mean, there were three crab legs, or the king crab.
Yeah, the king crab reds.
Ginormous.
And 2.6 pounds for three legs.
Yeah. A little shy of 3 pounds for three huge monster legs that are so yummy.
Yeah, and they were $62 for those three legs.
Yeah.
No shit.
Uh-huh.
No hyperbole there.
They were so fucking good.
But they looked delicious.
And that was like, and I ate those, and then that, like, two or three, like, snow crab knuckles. I mean, it was a good 5 pounds of crab legs.
It's about your average on...
Yeah.
On the...
And I'm kidding, obviously, half my body. But I mean, it's like, it's the biggest plate of crab legs that most people, whatever, even think about. It's so damn good, though. And that, what a... I feel like we did something else. What did we do Friday?
I don't know.
We did our Q&A episode here, but I feel like we did something else, too, but...
No.
I've been off work since Thursday. I was off work Friday and today, and I'm off work tomorrow. So it's been glorious for me, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Well, you deserve it. It's your birthday time.
Yeah.
Take a little time for yourself. Tomorrow is your last day off.
I know, because I'm not even usually on Monday nights when we're recording this. I'm like already fucking beat to death because I've been at work all day and doing whatever we had to do with Gunner. And then... I'm like stressing over getting to bed early, and now I just got to get up and get the kiddo to school.
Yep. Well, I wanted to take a second before we go into the Walking Dead recap to just ask everybody what the deal is with today's rap music. Obviously, I'm getting old because I remember when I was younger and people would say that, but I never heard a Drake song in my life. Except for that one that Jimmy Fallon did as Neil Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
The Call Me On My Cell Phone or whatever.
Yeah. Hotline Bling.
Hotline Bling. Yeah. And I never heard it from him. I've heard it only from Jimmy Fallon's skit.
And it's hysterical when Jimmy Fallon does it, of course.
But, so I looked into it today. And, you know, I'm a country music fan. And people always make fun of country music lyrics. But for fuck's sake. What are these lyrics? How is this considered being worth a squirt of piss? Let me just read to you.
I don't know if I've heard this song. Wait, you just had it.
A few. Okay. God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they wishing. And wishing and wishing and wishing. They wishing on me. I've been moving calm. Don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't want to die for them to miss me. Yes, I see things that they wishing on me. I hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gonna tell the story. shit was different with me. What does that mean? Any of that. And you're going to make fun of my country music, so.
Don't hit play.
I got no love. I can't see it. I'll take some old cruddy DMX or some.
Well, like Eazy-E.
Or some Tupac.
I mean,
Biggie. Or even some old Busta Rhymes where you don't even know what the fuck he was saying, but it was cool. Because you didn't even care what his lyrics were.
I mean, that 100% means that we're just old. For sure. Drake is also just fucking weak.
I don't know. He's a tool to me. I can't see any
super tool.
Any value in it. But while we're speaking about rappers, Eminem, I've lost a lot of love for him just for his first for his beard. It's terrible and it scares me.
He has a beard?
It looks like it was airbrushed on. And he's just had too much plastic surgery or whatever the fuck he's had done. He looks weird.
But
I don't know if you saw him or heard about him on the iHeart Radio Awards last night, but he came out and added like a little verse about the NRA. And regardless of what you think about politics, you know, I don't want to dive into that and bore anybody, but it's just another sign of the hypocritical ways of these douchertons, because we've talked about the Oscars, so I don't want to rehash that. But all he did was talk about the NRA, diss the NRA, and say that the NRA loves their guns more than our children. Which is fine. If that's how you feel, that's great. But this is a guy that's had 2 or 3 convictions on gun charges. And after being put on probation for those convictions, he was again arrested for concealing a weapon that was illegally owned.
Mm-hmm.
So it just blows my mind. You know, just so stay out of it then.
He supports illegal guns, but not...
I don't know what his thinking
is. What it
is,
sounds like.
Or how people...
He doesn't want...
He gets the same standing ovation... That, you know...
People don't know what the fuck they're standing and novating.
I know.
It's so stupid. Like, they're just like, oh, you're saying stuff that's controversial, so let's clap for you.
Yeah, he's such a... Was he rapping, or was he, like,
no, presenting?
No, he added, a little verse onto the end of his rap.
Oh, okay.
Like, 5 bars, I mean, that was strictly about it. So.
It's just unnecessary.
Just don't talk about it. Just be like The Rock. Neutral as fuck.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what The Rock is politically, and I'm sure that that's by plan, because he's an entertainer and he knows here to entertain everybody.
There's no y'all ain't got no business talking about your political views when we are watching you rap. And in my opinion, like,
not when you're not once you're rich as fuck too, like Eminem, you're not feeling no struggle.
Well, yeah, and I mean that's not the reason, you know. Once they become mayor of their town or whatever, or if they're actually involved in politics and are educated on anything of the sort. Especially, I mean, he clearly only supports the use of illegal guns and doesn't want Americans with
he just doesn't like Donald
legally
Trump.
That's obvious.
And he's like most people. You don't want to look uncool by liking Trump, so jump on that bandwagon and
well, he doesn't know what he likes either way, you know? I mean, he's, for sure, he doesn't know enough about...
No, and he didn't like Hillary Clinton either. I mean, it's just a big ball of fuck, but I just thought that was interesting that he did that at the iHeart Radio Awards and...
He felt the need to chime in.
Yeah, he should just keep himself out of that,
just
in my opinion.
Zip it.
I'm tired of all of them. I think everybody is. So, what do you say we get into this Walking Dead recap?
He's a crazy bastard. We all know that. We can kill him. Fuck him. The Walking Dead. We all know that's a hit. I just need to know if Rick will lose his shit. Morgan's a crazy bastard. We all know that. Nigga kill him, motherfucker, with a baseball bat. Carl lost his life. I don't give a shit. I just want to know if Carol gonna let Daryl. I just need to know if Rick will lose his shit.
So I'm gonna be honest. Last night's episode was pretty boring.
Yes, it was. It was the worst in the history of the world.
I mean, it's a little extreme.
Was there any point in the whole episode?
So, there was like a couple stressful parts that I remember because it was, again, I mean, you know, like, I just hate it when they do that. But anyways, so the whole part where Tara tried to kill Dwight and running through the woods or whatever, and then he saves her and the rest of the group by jumping out and cutting off the saviors, mm-hmm. and they're like, hey, buddy, come on.
Them away.
Here's a gun. Yeah, and they were literally about to go into the swamp to look for them. He led them away from the swamp. So that was, like, a little scotch of action. And then the other part that kind of, like, was, like, made me nervous was when they get to that swamp and they have to start walking. Because my first thought was alligators.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a swamp, that's what I think. I mean, because there's always going to be alligators in a swamp. And even walkers can't easily kill an alligator. Because the animals that they're killing are like soft tissue. They can just go up and start munching on them. But an alligator is not going to be so easy to just... Regardless, though, no alligators. A swamp full of walkers, which is also terrifying. But that was really the only good parts. I mean, in the whole thing, I'm a little confused. I mean, it sucked when the doctor died with Gabriel.
When does he get to die? Gabriel.
No doubt. He's on death's door for sure. But, I mean, that was just pointless, I guess, that whole sequence with them where it was like, oh, it's look at all these signs from God. He's helping us. And then the doctor gets offed. But
So we've learned, though, that Gabriel's infection is a result of him being covered in walker guts.
Did the doctor say that? I don't remember
Somebody was talking about that, or Negan, at one point. That all links up to at the end where Negan's talking about using the walker tissue like a...
biological
like chemical warfare.
Warfare
or something. And
yeah, so that, I must have, like, zoned off or something.
I don't know how that's going to work, but Carol would have the worst flaming case of death.
No, I don't understand. Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me at all because they've used that tactic of covering themselves in guts multiple times on this show. And then if anybody watches Fear the Walking Dead, that's all they fucking do on that show. I mean, the one guy, Nick, he literally, like, every day is out there smearing guts all over himself. So I don't know. Maybe if it gets in your eyes or if you ingest some of it somehow, I don't know.
Can they shit on a better character than Carol and make her more useless? Why is she wearing a BMX outfit? Her and
she was with the
Morgan.
Kingdom. The King, but they wore armor.
That's BMX equipment. That's not going to stop a damn thing. It's ridiculous.
That's what they wore in the Kingdom.
The elbow pads.
Suspend your fucking disbelief. It's the zombie apocalypse. They didn't have actual knight armor readily available.
No, but this brings me to another point. I'm glad you let it.
Was it not
direction.
Like some kind of bulletproof vest or something like from cops?
That is straight BMX wear. Just look at it and go Google 1999.
Why would you need a chest
BMX
plate for riding?
For when, if your sternum goes into your handlebars.
Oh, yeah, true.
It was a common piece in BMX
racing.
True.
All right, damn it.
But my point, I want to know, why does Daryl wear a leather motorcycle vest?
Because he rides a motorcycle. Not right now, because he's been walking through the woods.
Yeah, but hear me out, because if you're in that a zombie apocalypse, your gear would need to have function, right? They're hot all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot as fuck always. Mm-hmm. So you would wear things that have a tactical use.
Breathability.
Like a fisherman's vest.
Right.
Or a hunting vest.
Negan wears a leather jacket.
This is all good. But Daryl is like a scavenger, right? He loves to live in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Be disgusting, never bathe.
Still rides a motorcycle, though, and it's safer.
To cover his little parts of a vest if he falls on the
his back.
Road rash will cover his front delts. that's covered.
And his back strap.
That little flimsy leather vest. But I just thought that was fun. The episode was so fucking boring. It literally, that's what I was thinking about during it.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah, it wasn't great. Next week is... Is it the season finale next week?
I don't know. How long can we wait for this fight to happen? I don't even care anymore. Actually, I don't want the fight to happen. I want to keep watching bullshit.
Of course you do, because you want to be able to have something to complain about. But it was sad again. Then they got back to the hilltop, and then you had to see, like, everybody that was there didn't know about Carl. So they had to, like, rehash that. But it was, like, just background music, and like you could see them mouthing the word Carl, and everybody ah. but
old Maggie,
mm-hmm.
How long is she gonna have the I'm determined face on?
Always
now.
Mm-hmm.
And when does she shit the kid out?
She hasn't even showing yet. Which is...
I think they're just hoping that we forget.
Really annoying. Yeah.
Like we didn't mean to write that in.
One scene where she was in there with that baby that they found at that one outpost. And the little baby, like Grace or whatever his name is, was in the crib. And she's sitting there, like, in the chair, like, holding her stomach. I'm like, bitch, you're not even showing. Not even a little bit. And she's, like, holding her stomach. I'm like, what are you holding? What is that?
No, it's literally, you go by chronological or...
She'd be 17 months pregnant.
But if you go by how they're playing it, Glenn just got his skull bashed in like 10 minutes
ago. Like last week, yeah.
Because nothing's changed.
Yeah.
Zero. But I don't know. I don't know what they're... I don't think next week's the season finale, because on the preview it didn't say anything about the season finale.
Yeah, it would be like next week's, because it'll be like an hour and a half long when it's the season finale. I just know that Fear of the Walking Dead, that it starts April 15th, and it doesn't start until Walking Dead ends usually. So, and Randall does not watch that show, by the way, everybody.
God, no.
I watch that show, and usually like just by myself, like on my phone, while working or in the car or something, but
yeah, I could never get invested in.
Morgan's gonna be on that one now though too,
into two of them. But I don't know how many of you decided to start watching the new American Idol.
Mm.
We watched it. What do you think of the new judges? Muddy's got to be happy with Lionel Richie.
Well,
he should be. The man's a legend.
I like Lionel Richie. I don't know. Katy Perry and Luke Bryan are just meh. But I need to see Lionel Richie walk into the room every night and say, hello.
Yeah. He should. Every time a performer comes on, he should say
every single fucking time. Every time he enters a room and every time somebody else enters the room that he's already in. That needs to happen.
And he should only wear t-shirts that say, hello.
Yeah.
With a question mark.
That have the picture of him answering the
phone. That should be his shirt every time.
Hello.
But I'm going to be Uncle Sour Tits again from this episode.
So
I don't
grumpy.
Know how many of y'all saw if you did watch it, Katy Perry kissing one of the contestants. This kid, of course, he was lying and full of shit. He's 19, said he had never kissed a girl before in his life. He's full of shit, but for the show, it makes sense. So Katy Perry calls him up to the judges' table to give her a kiss on the cheek. And he even confirms it, gives his consent, moves in to kiss her on the cheek the first time. And then she said, oh, you didn't even make the sound, so do it again. He goes in to do it again, and she turns and kisses him on the lips, which is great for that kid. I have no problem with it. I think it's awesome. You know, kid has a lifelong fantasy fulfilled.
If he really hasn't kissed anybody before.
Even if
then.
He has.
Yeah, true.
He got kissed by Katy Perry on the mouth.
True.
My problem with it is had that been Luke Bryan or Lionel Richie, they would have, whatever his name is, they would have been arrested. Kicked off the show.
It'd be sexual harassment.
They would have been sued. Fox would have ended their relationship with him.
It's NBC now.
NBC, Fox, all of them would have ended their affiliations with him. He would have had to publicly apologize and his career would basically be over.
Well, that's it's the way shit works. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's fucking ridiculous. I'm cool with shit being the same on every level. I don't mind her kissing the dude. He loves it.
Do you think even if it was a 19, like an adult, if it was a 19-year-old girl, you think all that shit would have happened?
100%.
Like if Luke Bryan did that.
Yes. If he would have kissed her on the mouth without...
I think he's married anyways, but I don't think he would have done that, but...
Without any kind of, you know, the way that he just... The trickery of the show. Even if they had gotten it in advance of the bit, the public outcry would have been enough where he'd be fucked.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
Well, Lionel Richie wouldn't do y'all it. Y'all know it's right.
Lionel's too cool for that shit.
I mean, he's like a grandfather.
He looks good for his age, though.
He does. He's the man. But I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of bored with it already. And
no, I like the voice better.
Yeah.
All the Blake Shelton and Adam Levine make that show.
For sure. Their bromance. But
it's palpable.
Oh, they love each other so much.
Well, so that's the recap on that. And so, I say we jump into just the tip.
Just the tip. Just the tip. Just the tip. Just for a second. Just to see how it feels. Yeah. Just the tip. Just the tip. Just the tip. Just for a second. Just to see how it feels. Yeah. Just the tip. Just the tip.
All right, what you got?
Well, what I was wanting to go into this week was putting things before your spouse.
Things before your spouse. What do you mean?
Most commonly, what you see most of it, most of the time, and I don't think it's intentional, but you see parents saying, oh, my kids are the world to me. My kids are everything. My kids are my life. Mm-hmm. That's fucked up. It's supposed to be your spouse.
Well, okay, but your kids aren't things. I thought you were talking about material things.
No, so it can be anything. But in this instance first, there's a couple of examples.
Okay.
But your children should not be, I think it's dangerous when people put their children before their spouse in their household.
Yes. To clarify, it's not a bad thing to say that you love your kids with all your heart.
No, God, no. You take a bullet for them. You jump from the truck for them. I would do all that. You would do all that. Any parent would.
But yes, you should put your marriage first because that trickles down to your kids.
That's the only way they learn. If they're taught that they're number one, they're going to do that with their kids. And it's already happening in our society. Sadly, it started with our parents, the generation above us. I'm talking about as a group, collectively.
Yeah.
Where this issue began was when parents started becoming too big of friends, the kids were more important than the spouse, it creates an unbalance in your household. It doesn't matter if it's your husband, your wife, your partner, whoever it is in the house that's raising the kids with you. You know, I'm not even talking about, I know that biblically what the order is, and it should be the spouse and then the children, but I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about for the future success of those children.
Emotional health,
their ability to be successful. They cannot be priority number one the house. And that's hard sometimes, but I think people need to start putting a little thought into that.
Well, that's where all these millennials came from, that the world revolves around them.
Absolutely. Their parents told them that.
I mean, they don't know any better. No. That's the way they were raised, is that everything... I matter first and, you know, everything else comes second. But that's why I, you know, give my parents huge props, because it was, I mean, their relationship was absolutely always number one. And that's what I looked up to with their marriage, is I mean, even as a kid was like, I want to have that.
No, they're a good example of that. But, you know, you've got, you have to understand that in the eyes of this world, and this is all just my opinion, I'm not an expert, it's just common sense that this world, in its eyes, your kids, our kids, are not special. They're no different than anyone else's kids. They're no more special. They can be special to us, of course they are, as their parents. Mm-hmm. But they can be champions and winners and successful in whatever they choose with hard work, good examples, and surviving failures and pushing through them. But you're never going to find a successful champion that said, you know why I'm a champion? Because mommy told me I was the most important thing in her life. More important than daddy.
More important than anything else in the whole fucking world.
That's not going to do dick. Talent, hard work, dedication, you know, refusing to quit.
Success is typically born from suffering.
That's where that's going to come into
effect. A
little
bit of suffering. I think Gunnar opened his door and let John in his room.
I think he went in our room. John did. I think he knows that our door.
Okay, I heard a door open and then his
But it doesn't have to just be your kids. That's the thing. It can be substituted, like you were saying, with things. Okay. You can put, it could be as harmless as baseball cards. You know, mm-hmm. If his baseball cards are more important than his wife and the time on his baseball cards, or if it's pornography. He's jerking off all the time.
Well, that's a problem.
Of course it is. But those things can become your number one.
Well, it could be easily. Something like his softball league or...
playing in 15 of them. And that's okay if your wife encourages you, or vice versa. In a good relationship, you're going to encourage the other to do things that they like, hobbies. But they'll let you know with either hints or straight up when it's getting ridiculous.
Right. If they're asking you to be at home more.
And you don't.
Then be at home more. Yeah. Don't.
Then you're putting that softball league.
Don't sign up for 3 more teams.
Or after she said, hey, over here.
Yeah.
I'd like to be with you a little bit more.
Yeah.
God. I just think that's becoming a problem. And it can go all the way to... You know, you can get all the way into addictions with that. It can be your, you know, beer can become your, you know, greater than your spouse, your alcohol, drugs, whatever it is. But I think it's important for everybody to remember that everything trickles down in the home. And I learned this the hard, I mean, I haven't always been so wise. But... everything in the home is going to trickle down from the head relationship in that home. And there is a succinct pattern that should be followed, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I mean, you know, everybody learns that from life experiences. And no family is perfect with all that. But, yeah, I mean, and as we said before, we old now.
We are old.
39.
I'm trying to help these people avoid some of the pitfalls.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, the key, people ask all the time.
No, put your spouse first.
Why are y'all so amazing?
I mean.
And that's why. It's numero unos here in the Fowler house.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get through that bear trap first. If you pass that, you know, we're down for whatever, but. You know, it's going to be a group thing. We're both going to be informed on it. And it works. It's the right thing to do. So quit beating off all the time, guys. Stop it.
You got to kick that porn addiction.
Save it for your wife. Good God. It's ridiculous. And so that was your just the tip.
Yeah.
Enjoy. I wanted to run a couple things by just to see if you've heard about these. Uh-huh. I haven't even told you about them.
Okay.
But I was reading an article about a woman that was cleaning out her attic in, did I say Britain already? In Britain?
No, you didn't say Britain.
She was cleaning out her attic, a bunch of stuffed animals, and found a live ferret in the stuffed animals, like just chilling amongst just the stuffed animals.
Kicking it with its mountain of shit somewhere in her attic.
Yeah. And I'm sure that doesn't surprise you.
Mm-hmm.
But it leads me to a funny story about college, which you kind of know about.
Right.
When we had a... my house in college was pretty famous. It was called The Cabin. Anyone that lives near Florence, Alabama,
it sounds,
still hears stories to this day about that house.
It sounds stinky.
It was everything that you imagine and more.
How many guys live there?
So much more. It depends. So many people
live. Who paid rent?
Derek.
One guy.
Basically.
Who the fuck?
We were shits. I'm still sorry, Derek.
What, Derek, why did you not kick their teeth
he
in?
Was, Derek was
what
champion.
What the fuck?
I mean, I don't even remember how it
you
was.
You legit lived there, had a bedroom and didn't.
Oh, yeah. I had the best bedroom. At one point, I lived there. Brazelton lived there, Braz. Sam Johnson, Seth Bolin, Derek Johnston. My brother came and lived with us for a little while.
Chris lived in Florence?
Yeah, after his
first
divorce from Anna Clay, he came and kicked it with us for a while.
His only divorce.
Yeah, him and Brazelton would just get drunk every
so
day together.
So y'all were a bunch of freeloading sacks of shit in there.
Well, like, I mean, I don't remember. I think we definitely weren't on time, or I don't know how the shit got paid. But the funny part was, I remember we were sitting there one night in the living room that was disgusting. And a ferret walked into our house.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody was either drunk or stoned or something stupid. And we were just like, whoa.
What's up, little fella?
Cool. And that ferret lived in our house.
Just roaming around.
Randomly for who knows. It may still live there. But it was the stinkiest son of a bitch I've ever seen.
That's true.
But after talking to you, I'm pretty sure it had to have been somebody's pet or something that had wandered off.
There's no wild ferrets in Alabama, so yeah.
Well, we like to, for story's sake, we like to say it was like a wild.
It does make a better story. That would have just been a skunk, probably, if it was just a wild ferret-type animal. But yeah, there's, as far as I know, ferrets are not indigenous to northern Alabama.
They do stink, though.
They stink to high fucking hell. Even, I mean, like, you know, everybody's like, oh, it smells so bad, so it hasn't had its scent glands removed. It has to be a wild one. Doesn't matter. Even the ones you buy at a pet store where technically, I guess, their scent glands have been removed, they still fucking stink. Doesn't matter. I had two of them in college because I worked at a pet store, and they were... The second one kind of sucked, Pearl, but my first one was a big, fat-ass albino named RZA. He was the jam. He liked to smoke a lot of pot. He was real fat, and he was chill. Pearl was just kind of a fucking bitch. Like, she was just wily, and, like, she'd bite you if she really didn't want to fuck around. If she didn't want to play or, like... She was just a bitch. But they stink. If I let them run around my apartment, I would for sure find mountains of shit.
Yeah, I think...
They like to go in the corners. Like, they squeezed behind my dishwasher in one apartment, and there was such a mountain of shit back there. It was disgusting. They're fucking vile. Yeah, disgusting animals.
I think the one that lived with us survived on, like, other people's cigarette butts.
Probably.
And
they're scavengers.
I think that they, like, shit in the wall somewhere, mm-hmm, because we had multiple outlets that were useless in that house because they just caught fire.
Mm-hmm.
And we would just move down the wall.
To another outlet?
Yeah. I think...
Plug the TV into another outlet.
Shane, Seth, Sam, anybody that lived in the house, Hathorn... Chris, if any of y'all can remember what that fucking ferret's name was, or if it had a name, shoot it to us and let us know.
Oh,
I've always wondered.
Who's Lil Nasty? Blake asked about Lil Nasty.
Yeah,
that was
Lil
the
Nasty
other question.
Was my dog. Well, mine, in the... Before we had a house, we had an apartment called The Cabin. And that was me, Sam, Seth, and Jason Pace. And we went and for some... fucking stupid reason, four young idiots went and adopted a dog. It was just a mutt like had to, like Jack Russell. It could jump 10 feet off
what
the ground.
What happened to this dog?
Well, I mean, it lived with us forever, or while we were in that apartment, and it lived on a diet of off-brand Doritos, nachos.
What happened ultimately to that?
Well, ultimately, it went back with Seath to his family's okay. land.
So it went to the farm. Like no, it really air
went.
Quotes,
no,
to the
it really
farm?
Went and okay. lived there okay. and was having a good life. He was enjoying it. Okay. And I think somebody ran over him accidentally.
Oh.
But he had a good life. I mean, even though he shit piles of unhealthy Dorito shit.
That's what y'all get.
He lived on Doritos like a champion. We lived off of an Exxon card.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so our food and everything was gas station food.
Yep.
And
as
so he,
did I in college.
Little Nasty got what we got. But yes, he is in a dog. He was a great dog. Never for a second was he potty trained.
Because
no one knew how to do it or would do it.
Y'all ain't got time for that.
No. We had no reason owning an animal.
Y'all
whatsoever.
Had, y'all had no business.
God, no.
Being responsible for a sweet little dog.
No, but his name was Little Nasty because my nickname was Big Nasty.
I do like the Little Nasty. But I mean, like, when you're out there, like, Little Nasty.
And he was so little. It was, he was, he was, he lived up to the hype.
Oh.
You know? Poor guy was a, he was a cool little dog.
R.I.P. Little Nasty.
Yep. But I also wanted to ask you about, you know, everybody's talking about right now Oprah maybe running in 2020.
She's not fucking running.
I know she's not going to run. But even if she did, it would be awesome. But do you know why she would lose?
Why?
It wouldn't. I know.
Are
nothing
you just
about,
asking me?
I know nothing about her politics.
I don't know.
But I know why she would lose right now.
Because of her extra toe?
Yes. Have any of
the
you seen Oprah's horrendous feet? Google that shit and say a prayer.
She could catch salmon out of the river for sure.
Her feet are so, 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 so gross.
Ratchet.
That
is the word.
Anyone that runs against her will just run ads of pictures of her feet. And I would too.
And
she would lose.
And everybody would vomit.
We will let a lot of shit slide in this country. Obviously, Donald Trump is president. You are not going to be president with feet that
is
fucking
is it a sixth
gross.
Toe?
It's
is
a sixth thing. I think she had it removed recently, actually.
Okay.
But her bunions are so bad. Just Google her shit. Google Oprah's feet and thank me later. And tell all your friends that you'll never vote for Oprah. So that's never going to happen.
Busted ass feet. Yeah.
The worst feet. Did you hear about the girl? I may have told you, the girl in South Carolina that clawed her own eyes out on meth.
I heard you telling Jim and Susan this story the other night when they were over here, and it made me, like, want to vomit, for sure. Like, it...
It's horrifying.
Yeah.
This girl's, like, 20 years old in Anderson, South Carolina. I have a lot of family from South Carolina. Makes total sense that there is a meth epidemic going on.
Oh,
but that's going on everywhere. But
just
this,
say no, kids.
This girl was so bad on meth that she got down on her knees on some railroad tracks and thought that God wanted her to pull her own eyes out. And so she did. She pulled them out with her. She put her finger, her first pointer finger and middle finger above the eyeball, thumb under the eyeball, on both hands, and went all the way in, pulled them out.
Isn't that what the Punisher did?
I don't
Isn't
know.
That what
it,
he
I
did?
Think he just used the thumb tactic where you just explode their fucking eye with your thumb when he killed that
God, that just flashed into my head when
But
he
she
did that.
Pulled hers out and still had them in her hand, but had squished them. And
God,
they were
I wonder,
still attached.
I wonder, so could she still see?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Oh, that'd be fucking
No,
weird.
But when they found her, she had squished them.
Oh, my fucking God.
But they were still attached to her head, and so they had to do surgery.
No.
And,
no.
I mean, now she's got a pretty cool little testimony, but
no.
For God's sake, she's terrible to look at. I know that's awful, but her, I saw
they
a thing of her today.
They couldn't save anything about her eyesight, like, or her eyes, right?
No, I mean, I think they saved some of the nerves, so who knows about the future, but
oh,
right
God,
now
this
when
makes
she
me cringe.
When she folds her eyelids back, it's weird because I've never seen it, but it makes sense why people that have lost eyes either put a glass eye in that motherfucker or wear sunglasses.
It starts sinking in.
Well, there's muscle in there, and then there's the optic nerve is white, so it looks like the tiniest little eyeball mixed in with a bunch of pink muscle.
Oh God! As I'm rubbing my eyes, because it just makes me ugh.
So I wish her well, and you know, I hope the best for her.
I hope she fucking kicks the meth, though.
Well, she went to rehab. I mean, is there a better rehab than realizing you pulled your eyeballs out of your own fucking head?
But then at that point, what if she's just like in a downward spiral when she gets out? She's like, well, fuck my life.
Well, how's she going to find her phone number to call her dealer?
I don't know, man. They got Braille iPhones.
I don't know.
I don't know. Wow.
I think it's tough to score if you're blind.
Siri.
You're probably going to get robbed by every dealer you try to hook up with.
Siri, score me some meth.
I'm in.
Oh, fuck, man. That's terrible. Ugh.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Just say no.
But I think that'll lead us into our friend questions.
Sure.
Unless you got any more on the eyeball pulling.
No, I'm all set on the eyeball. That's just, ugh, blah.
All right, I'll read the first one here and let you take it.
Okay.
First one is from Nancy Pet Shop. Shout out to Nancy. She got question in right before the other one, but we didn't see it. She's a soldier. She's a big promoter. She's given us a cool written review on iTunes. And not just like a like or anything. Like, she actually went in there and wrote a cool little piece about the show. So thank you. Anybody that hasn't done that, if you got a sec and you like the show at all, we'd appreciate you putting that on.
And subscribe on iTunes.
Subscribers is what it's all about, I'm learning. I mean, we don't know shit about this, so. But it's all about your subscribers on iTunes.
I think this is the first show since we've been on iTunes, right?
Yeah, that we've done since being on iTunes.
Yeah,
yes.
So surprise for anybody that doesn't know, now we're on iTunes.
We are on.
Married as Funk still, because I'm trying to play it safe for a little bit.
It is Married as Funk. We're going to let that marinate and just get off their radar, because I think we rattled a few cages just to get on there. So let us drop off their radar for a minute before we change it.
Before we change it back to Married AF, which is apparently too much. But yeah. All right, so Nance asked.
Nance's question was, what made you want to share your Married AF experiences?
So, I mean, this was, I think we talked about it on the first one a little bit. I don't even know, really. I mean, this was more Randall's thought train, this whole podcast thing. It literally, to me, it came out of left field. I thought it was a great idea, and I jumped right on board. And we're having fun. But, I mean, from my understanding, it's because. Like, we had fun on the Burt Show doing all that.
We did. Burt Show was awesome. And I know we bagged them on the no swag bag, but it was it was the funnest shit I've ever done. I enjoyed the show.
That was the coolest thing.
Everyone there is super cool. I've tweeted out a couple things, and Moot has loved the tweets, and
he's not even on the Bert Show anymore.
I know,
which is sad.
He's got his own thing, but Bert actually replied to one of the tweets about the show. So love those guys. Kristen is the nicest person in the whole world, so you can't say anything. And Tommy was a pleasure to work with, so that was a big part of it. But really, it was before that, I think, that's made me interested in it is just, I mean, again, I don't want to sound like we're tooting our horns because we're nothing special, but, I mean, we have a lot of friends that ask us little relationship advice things, and and we're happy to offer our insight, whether it's worth a shit or not, but, you know, I want to see all of our friends in happy relationships, and if some dumb shit we say can help, or some of the cool things we do can spark some ideas for them, then it's a win-win. But we're having fun.
Like, and it's fun. Yeah, I mean, and it's, you know, And honestly, like, we're so busy for me, like, we're so busy all the time during the week and stuff. Like, literally, I mean, today we've been together pretty much all day when you weren't working. But, like, a lot of times when we do this, it's our first time getting to sit down and actually talk for that day, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It opens up a great conversation.
Yeah.
And then usually leads to naughty time.
I mean, as we said on Friday's episode, that's quite often anyway.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah,
so
it turns out, guys, if you talk to your wife.
Oh, yes.
It helps you score.
That is.
Write that down.
The $1 million tip right there.
She followed that up with, and where in the fuck can I buy one of those sweet hoodies?
Yeah. So,
and she did.
She did. You rock, Nance. I mean, for wanting to help
promote.
Because
and she didn't buy it. She paid exactly what we paid for it
at the store.
There's no
the t-shirt.
We're not selling
place.
Any of these shirts for making even a penny. So
no,
don't think that. You know,
we're just stoked that somebody would actually want to wear.
No, we just want somebody to wear it because it's cool.
A sweatshirt that's got our shit that we created on it.
Yeah.
Like, that's basically what's so cool. Because, yeah, no, we're not making any money off of it. It's just, I didn't even, like, yeah, Randall came home with that other sweatshirt for me on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
And she loved it.
And I love it. Yeah, I don't even think I took it off all through Saturday. And then, now we've made a couple of t-shirts, and then we made the one for Rachel, and we got Nancy's. I got to get that, both of those sent off tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. And I made one for me that was obviously like a women's extra large because I tried to put it on and it was embarrassing. So we gave that to your sister.
Yeah, which t-shirt. Happy birthday, Suze.
Yeah.
You get a marriage as fuck t-shirt. Yeah. So thanks, Nance. You're like one of the fan club presidents.
Yes.
You've been awesome with supporting.
Huge promoter. Thank you. Second question is from Bonnie. Bonnie's another great question. Bonnie never fucks around. Her questions are solid.
Well, hers isn't really a question. It's more like a...
Well, it's a topic to discuss.
Yes.
And so there's a question in that. And I think it's very valuable. How social media negatively impacts/affect relationships. I think it can be the devil, Bonnie.
It can cause, I mean...
It can end relationships.
It can. I mean, and it's stupid because there are other ways for people to communicate. But for some reason, like, you know, we've just seen it happen with Facebook and Instagram and stuff. Like, if your wife or husband has some chick posting stuff on their wall and, you know, it causes
unnecessary. For one, it causes unnecessary conversations, unnecessary fights,
it
arguments.
It can cause that.
Yeah, it can. And everybody likes to laugh, or not everybody. I think people are used to it with us now, but you'll see the memes or memes or whatever they're called about the joint Facebook account. Fuck that. We have one. I fucking love it. From the jump. Have a joint one. That way there's no bullshitting.
And I've never given a shit about it. What cracks me up is anybody that gets real annoyed with anybody that has a joint Facebook account. And I just think that's funny. To me.
It's more self-reflecting on them, obviously.
Like, I don't know. I'm like, are you insecure about your relationship? Or is it just, I mean, and some people are just super, like, private. But then, like, you know, those people probably aren't married.
No.
You know, and that's fine.
Or if they are, I can guarantee you, I will bet my left ball that they've had a heated discussion or argument over someone that they're friends with on Facebook with their partner, spouse, whoever.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Well, guaranteed. We have not, because you know what? We both see it.
Well, and you know how that started was the Facebook was mine. I had my own Facebook page, and Randall never did. And when he started coming here all the time and staying here a lot, and he would just be on my computer, like, while I was at work. And again, I didn't give a shit that he would, you know, my computer had my Facebook on it and stuff. And I didn't care if he was in there using my computer, using my Facebook. At first, he was just, he would post things from me on Facebook, but, like, it was him doing it.
Because I thought it was funny. Because people would think it was you.
People would think it was me because it was just my name on there. And then I just came home from work one day, and all of a sudden it was Brooke Dunlap, Randall Fowler. Yeah. And I was like, cool, I don't care. Like, it was, I mean, I was like, it's about time. Because now at least when you post that ridiculous shit, people know that you have a hand in this.
Well, no, people I think people enjoyed the, who posted up that's Randall.
Well, now,
I mean, they know clearly.
Pretty much everybody that we're friends with. I mean, I think there's like a, you know, there's like a small period, right, where like we're friends with somebody on Facebook where they're like, at first I wasn't sure if it's you or your husband posting whatever. And I'm like, let me just tell you, 90% of the stuff that gets posted on Facebook is Randall.
Here's how you can know, folks. It's easy. I'm going to give the tip away.
If it's pictures of Gunnar, it's me.
If there's an emoji,
oh,
it's Brooke. Yeah. If there's not an emoji, it's me.
That's very, very, yes.
That's all there is to it. It's pretty simple.
Randall does not use emojis, and I love emojis.
I do not even. I don't. I mean, I know what they are, but I've never attached an emoji.
I like to find emojis for every post. Yeah. Just because they're cute.
Yeah, and if, I mean, you'll know my posts, they'll be littered with grammar issues and misspellings and no emojis.
No, that is so fucking true. No, you never ever use emojis.
God's sakes, no. I do not.
Most guys, I mean, yeah.
But I'm with you, Bonnie. I think that it is a, I mean, I wish I could just offer it up for people to do that, but, I mean, you can't tell people what to do. But it's just, you know, I think marriage is, a lot of it is about eliminating as much, as many possible issues as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Just get, you know, get rid of them. That's one less thing that you have to worry about causing a stupid argument. Because you're going to have enough stupid arguments that mean nothing in a marriage for no reason.
Right.
Everyone is. If you throw a little bit of fire on that with, oh, I see that we friended your 2-time removed ex-girlfriend. Why?
Well,
you know.
I mean, when you share a Facebook page, it's like there's not really much to worry about there either. Because it's not like they're going to be slipping in the DMs to you about.
Well, no, for one, you'd have to be a really, really fucking idiot to be sharing a Facebook page with your spouse.
Right.
And then, like, Facebook messaging your side piece.
Well, you're...
You're fired.
For sure a moron. But... And pull your own eyeballs out. Definitely.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and, you know, the shared Facebook page isn't for everybody. If you're on social media a lot, I think it's not a terrible idea. I mean, so, you know, some people don't even have... Jim doesn't even have any social media, I don't think, at all.
No, you don't have to. I mean, it's definitely a problem...
I think it just can.
It is an addiction. I'll put it this way. I have fallen asleep scrolling through Facebook and still being asleep, and my thumb is scrolling. Brooke's woken me up.
I've seen it.
I'm scrolling, not even looking.
No, he's laying there asleep. I roll over and look because his phone is lighting up the entire fucking room like a goddamn lighthouse. And I'm like, turn your phone. Oh, you're sleeping. But, like, he's got his phone on his, like, stomach, thumb scrolling away. He's snoring. Like,
yeah.
It is, like, it's second nature. It's like breathing for him to be scrolling through his phone. And, yeah, I mean, but I think, like, social media and it is one aspect that can make certain parts of your life private, like from your spouse, when nothing should necessarily be, you know, like that's why, you know, like I'm not a fan of having like separate bank accounts or separate anything, really.
No, like, we're not. That's just, it works for us to just not have any, just everything is shared.
And it might be because we've just been through previous marriages. Not that those specifically were issues, but it's like, we're going to do everything to just like eliminate all.
Yeah. Why not barriers? Eliminate them ahead of time?
Yeah.
Before there's a problem.
Before there's a problem that we have to address.
But one thing we do that's cool, and we do it a good bit, or I do it. I, of course, was the brainchild of this wonderful idea. But when we have family over and we do like game nights or things like that, we have a little box that's a phone box, and we'll try to collect the phones where nobody can look at them while, you know, like we'll take Griffin, throw his in there, I'll throw mine in there.
When it's like Christmas or Thanksgiving, and we're trying to have family interaction, conversations.
People don't even realize it anymore that they're so addicted. And that includes me.
No, if the entire family's over here, then everybody's on their phone. And that includes Gunner.
And what do I do now? I start doing this probably maybe a year ago.
Leave your phone in the car.
When we go to eat.
You leave your phone in the car.
Yeah, I just can't even take. It's not because I'm some kind of great dude. I know I'll sit there and look. I won't even know what I'm looking at.
It doesn't matter. Yeah,
I won't be looking for anything in particular. Mm-hmm. It's that scrolling bullshit, and so
it is a addiction.
So I'm with you, Bonnie. It's a problem. I think it can be headed off, and I think people got to get in front of it, make a choice with it.
Yeah, just. Make a choice.
That's it for me. We've run long as shit.
Yeah. So don't forget to follow us on Instagram at MarriedAFPodcast, Twitter at MarriedAsFuck, and like our Facebook page, MarriedAFPodcast. And remember to go look for us on iTunes and subscribe.
Boom. Definitely subscribe. Fuck. I don't know.
Okay, thanks.
We'll see y'all later.